Fans of the quiz show Jeopardy held their breath Friday night when contestant Ken Jennings almost lost.
So he winds up with his lowest winning total, 17,600, and he now has $755,360. Most impressive.
Jennings has won for 23 days in a row now, the biggest winner yet in Jeopardy's history. That's saying something, too, since Jeopardy itself is one of the most popular game shows in America's history. And Jeopardy fans are avid fans. When the show came to Washington, fans scrambled for tickets and lined up in the thousands outside DAR Constitution Hall. And why do they love it so much?
I think it's the challenge. It's a test of your own knowledge to see what you know or what you're lacking in.
Because it's one of the few shows that actually combines like the classic studies of history with pop culture. And I think anybody can watch it. You know, you don't have to be a scientist to watch it. It's fun.
I find it a challenge to try and answer the questions, even though I'm not that educated. I only have a high school diploma, and so I just try to catch as much as I can. So.
Kids have a different competition, the college students have a different competition, things like that.
They ask you the answer, so it's always strange, and plus it's hard, so it makes you think, and it's not like any other guessing game show.
Jeopardy fans Diane McIntyre, Jason Hall, Tina Montague, Lori Neely, and Jason Mitchell waiting outside. Inside, it was Power Players Week, when Washington insiders like Tim Russert and Christy Todd Whitman face off on the show. The special Jeopardy set has a styrofoam Capitol dome and a giant copy of the Lincoln Memorial. Lincoln's got a buzzer in his hand. But even with famous players, the fans have come to see one man, the host of Jeopardy for the last two decades, Alex Trebek.
Aren't you bored? 20 years?
Absolutely not. In fact, Bob Woodward and Peggy Noonan just asked me the same thing. How many shows have you done? I said, over 4,000. And they said, aren't you tired by now? And I said, no, we get new players each show and new material each show. And we work within a very familiar and safe format. It's a marvelous job.
How does this match up in your career to shows like Double Dare and Classic Concentration and other shows you've done?
Well, this is probably my favorite of all the shows I've done. One, because I respect what we are trying to do, and two, because I've been at it for so long on this program. It's my baby. I was the producer for the first 3 years. I helped set it up, and as a result, I have a very close feeling for Jeopardy. And I hope it continues for quite some time.
Over and over again, fans say the thing that keeps them watching is the information, the trivia. Jeopardy just seems smart. Then again, some fans say it's not so smart, not anymore anyway. And so I pulled aside Jeopardy's head writer, Gary Johnson, to ask him the sensitive question.
I'm going to whisper this to you. Has Jeopardy gotten easier over the years?
No.
Just a little bit?
You know, I've been here 7 years, and since I've been here, I've had people come up to me and say, you know, that show is you're really dumbing it down. That's half the people. The other half of the people are saying, you know, that show's getting so tough. I used to be able to answer those questions. I can't answer them anymore. I think we're doing the same type of material we always did.
You mentioned that over the years you've been at the show, that you guys have gotten a little bit more witty, had a little bit more fun with some of the categories. What other kinds of changes have happened over the years?
Well, of course, we increased the money.
Do you know what?
Well, we hadn't given them a raise in however many years, you know.
They needed a cost of living adjustment.
Exactly. So the money actually isn't any more than it was probably 15 years ago. But we're keeping up with inflation, that sort of thing. We change the sets every 2 or 3 years. When we came here 7 years ago, that was our very first remote. So now we do one, two, maybe even three remotes a year, and they're always fun because we like to get out and see a crowd like this instead of 200 people. You know, we've been in venues where we've had up to like 3,000-4,000 people, and when Johnny Gilbert says, and here he is, Alex Trebek, and this wave of applause comes over me, it's amazing. It's thrilling.
And now, from the DAR Constitutional Hall, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
And now, here's the star of Jeopardy, Art Fleming.
That last bit was the very first episode of Jeopardy, broadcast on NBC on March 30th, 1964. Art Fleming hosted the show until it went off the air in 75. Alex Trebek helped revive Jeopardy in 1984. But back then, there was hesitation about Trebek. So says David Schwartz, co-author of the Encyclopedia of TV Game Shows.
Art Fleming was a great host on the original Jeopardy. And, you know, there was worry that, you know, is Alex going to fit into the... People going to remember the Art Fleming, but they really accepted Alex very quickly because Alex comes off as a very smart man.
He's almost like the professor or something.
You look at Alex Trebek as a professor you might have had in college. Well, Jeopardy, when it began, went on the air in 1964, when it moved into its 12 noon time slot about a year and a half later in 65, a lot of the college kids had that as a lunch hour. If you had time to kill, you'd go over to the pub or the local wherever and hang out and watch TV. And in those days, there was only three networks on the air, so you had a choice of either the CBS soap opera, the ABC repeat series, or NBC's game show, Jeopardy. The college kids later grew up, and when Jeopardy came back in 1984, a lot of those college kids now had families of their own and would sit down with their families and watch Jeopardy, the show that they grew up with, which was now on 7 or 7:30 in the evening at a more family-viewable time.
Is that part of what makes Jeopardy so popular, so special to people?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Jeopardy is one of the easiest games for the home viewer to sit along and play. You can just be tuning your dial and suddenly see the show and just instantly catch on as to how it's played. If you take a show that's a little more complicated, say something like Beat the Geeks, which was a recent series on one of the MTV channels, you had to hear the rules at the beginning of the show to understand how to play the game because it was a lot more involved. Jeopardy is basically a simple, basic, great game.
In fact, I've read that they stopped after a while reading the rules at the beginning of Jeopardy because people got it.
Yeah, after all these years, so many people have watched and have grown up with Jeopardy. And Jeopardy is the true number one quiz show of all time.
David Schwartz works at cable television's Game Show Network, where you can still see old reruns of Jeopardy. The show is so popular that it even pops up in other shows, like a 1994 Cheers episode and on commercials. And Jeopardy is regularly spoofed on Saturday Night Live.
Let's just go to animal sounds for 600. This is the sound a doggy makes. Mr. Connery.
Moo.
No.
And so, as Schwartz says, Jeopardy is now a part of the fabric of American culture and shows no signs of waning. Our website, where you can find more on Jeopardy, whatisnpr.org. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.